I'd like to start off this meeting and a big welcome to the topic of the day, a wintry London. Some people have said to me, oh, Joanna, you brought the snow. My initial reaction was, well, actually, it never snows in Auckland, and it was 26 degrees when I left. I'm certainly not totally happy with this. However, I then thought maybe they're right, and we always try to get some sports joke into this, or thought, maybe London is weeping because New Zealand beat England in the T20. And for those of you who don't know what T20 is, it's cricket. So maybe there is a reason for that. However, on a more serious note, I know that the weather has been difficult, both in terms of travel and in terms of health. We do have a number of apologies on both counts, and I have to say I am not impressed that the two gentlemen on either side of me have both got stinking colds, and my partner has just said on a text when I sent him that, said, you may be sleeping on your own on Tuesday night when I get home. Thanks. Anyway, so yes, and there are a few other apologies from members who just couldn't make it this time to the meeting. We have, though, here today amongst us 8 new members of the Advisory Council at the beginning of the year. It's our time to welcome new members. We had a valuable induction session yesterday, and I'm sure that each of them will be great contributors to our work and add true value to the Foundation. Welcome to you all. Each of these new members has been allocated a buddy to help them fathom how we operate. I do, though, please encourage all of the old hands to introduce themselves and share thoughts, information with the new members. There is no learning time here. Your contribution starts right from the start. And on that note, I take this opportunity to remind all of us that we are sitting around this table because the Foundation values and wants our contribution. So please give it. Back to apologies for a moment. Although we do have a large number of board members with us over the next couple of days, there are a few who have other commitments and are unable to join us. And that includes Sue Lloyd as Vice Chair. Also, unfortunately, we have no trustees who are able to join us this time. I attended the trustees meeting last month and can report that there is no question that the trustees are appreciative of the work that we do, to the extent that they asked for the summary of the meeting that I gave at the end of the last meeting in addition to the formal reporting. They really want to know what we talk about. There are 7 new trustees, 2 of whom are London-based, and I made it clear that they are all, but particularly the London-based ones, invited to attend these meetings and encourage them to do so. Unfortunately, this time it didn't work. One was going to come, but unfortunately he's sick. However, I do expect that we will see them over the next couple of meetings. Before I focus on the substantive part of our agenda, just a couple of things periphery to that agenda. You will see that we have a photo break scheduled for 11:20. And yes, that will be outside. And it will happen snow or shine or cold. And I can report, having done this before, the photographer is super fast. So when it comes to it, if we all move immediately and together, we need only be outside for 5 minutes. And last time we did it, it was just as cold, and it worked because everybody wanted to be back inside. But we've got to work as a team, and I'm sure we can do that to all get out there together and not wait for anybody. Also, what I'd like to say, we've got drinks and dinner here in the hotel this evening. A confirmation will be circulated during the day today to, if you like, finally confirm whether or not you will be attending the dinner so that we have the right number of people, or we know effectively the right number of people attending. Just to say, at the moment we have planned no speaker for dinner this evening, so for us to talk amongst ourselves. However, I would say if anyone has a really interesting 15-minute after-dinner speech you would like to share with us, non-accounting related, absolutely non-accounting related, please come and chat to me, and I will be the final arbiter of its appropriateness. But if anyone is dying to share with us, then please come and let me know. So before I move on to the substantive agenda, does anyone else have any introductory comments or questions? And April, have I covered everything I need to cover?
Yes, you have. I'll pass the dinner list round. It's the bright yellow paper, so please sign it.
Yep. Okay. Anything else from anybody else? Okay, so the substantive agenda. And I think it would be fair to say this meeting has a slightly different focus from our last meeting. Our last meeting was very much outwardly focused on strategic matters. This one perhaps is more inwardly focused on strategic matters. However, just as strategically important to achieving the Foundation's objectives. In order to achieve the objectives, it's essential that the use of the Foundation's resources is as effective as it can be. So the cost benefit must work. I see our three major discussions over the next 2 days, where we have breakout sessions, as focusing on some of these. What should the Foundation's strategy be around effects analysis, conferences, and academics to be as effective as it can be with its limited resources? I had a number of pre-meetings yesterday and believe that our discussions on these topics can add real value to the internal thinking. And I'm relying on you to prove me right.